Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking those financial goals to the curb, metaphorically speaking, of course. We're diving into something a little different today, but trust me, it's as vital to your journey towards financial freedom as your investment portfolio. We're talking about mental health and finances. Ever feel like those two are in a constant tug of war? Like stress over money is a black hole sucking all the joy out of life? Yeah, I've been there too. But guess what? They don't have to be enemies. Today, we're gonna flip the script and see how prioritizing your mental health can actually supercharge your financial success. It's a match made in heaven, folks. Think of it like this. Your mind is the engine that drives your financial decisions, right? But if that engine is running on fumes due to stress and anxiety, you're not gonna be making those smart choices that lead to freedom. So, let's take a look at 5 key takeaways that'll help you bridge that gap between your mental well-being and your financial goals. Number 1. Acknowledge the link. It's not just in our heads. Studies show a direct correlation between mental health and financial decisions. People who are struggling with anxiety or depression are more likely to make impulsive purchases, hoard money out of fear, or avoid dealing with finances altogether. It's like your brain's playing defense instead of offense when it comes to your money. Number 2. Stress less, earn more. This one sounds simple, but it's powerful. Chronic stress is a major drain on our productivity and creativity, the very things that can help us build wealth. Take time for relaxation, whether it's meditation, yoga, spending time in nature, whatever helps you hit the reset button. Trust me, a calmer mind will make sharper financial decisions. Number 3. Celebrate your wins. Let's be real, financial progress isn't always a straight line to the top. There are ups and downs, challenges along the way, but acknowledging those small victories, saving a certain amount each month, paying off a debt, can build positive momentum. It's like training for a marathon. You celebrate those mini milestones because they keep you moving forward. Number 4. Seek support when needed. We're not meant to go through this financial journey alone. Talk to friends, family, mentors, or even consider professional guidance from a financial advisor or therapist who understands the intersection of money and mental health. Remember, asking for help isn't weakness. It's a sign of strength and self-awareness. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. This whole journey is about progress, not perfection. There will be setbacks, impulsive purchases, moments where you feel overwhelmed. Don't beat yourself up over it. Learn from those experiences, adjust your course, and keep moving forward. You got this. All right, let's bring it home with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah. She's aiming to save for a down payment on a house, but anxiety about her finances keeps her glued to her phone, doomscrolling through the news, comparing herself to others, and stressing over every penny. This constant negative loop drains her energy and makes it harder to stick to her savings plan. Sarah needs to shift gears. She starts practicing mindfulness techniques, joining a financial planning workshop, and celebrating those small wins, like hitting her monthly savings goal or finally tackling that credit card debt. Suddenly, she feels more empowered and confident about her finances. The anxiety lessens, replaced by a sense of purpose and control. See, it's not about wishing for a miracle, it's about creating the right mindset for success. So, my friends, remember this. Your mental health and your financial well-being are deeply intertwined. Prioritize both and watch the magic happen. Take a moment to breathe, acknowledge those wins, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. You've got this. Until next time, keep chasing those dreams, one mindful step at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.